Give STL Day is Wednesday, May 1st, and is a 24-hour day of online giving that shines a spotlight on St. Louis's vast assortment of nonprofits. Please write this down, givestlday.org. Now, one of those nonprofits I'm personally familiar with, it's Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. My six-year-old grandson Thomas, Super Thomas, as he's known, has been battling leukemia for over 2 years, and he's winning the battle thanks to the excellent care he's received from Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, specifically the Bob Costas Center at Cardinal Glennon. And joining me on this Easter Sunday on the Metro Show is Ryan Jennings, Community Outreach Coordinator for the Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital Foundation. Ryan, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Van. Happy to be able to chat today.
Ryan, how did you become involved with Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital?
It's a bit of a longer story. I grew up in St. Louis, so I was born and raised here in town, was a Kirkwood High School graduate, and coming out of college, actually ended up working in camping. So my first job was actually as a counselor working with kids down at YMCA Camp Lakewood in Potosi, and somehow, some way, I turned that into a full-time gig where I was working in North Carolina, helping manage a summer camp throughout the year, and then also leading wilderness trips programs. Really great job and opportunity, but as I got a little bit older, I realized that my heart was still in St. Louis, and it was time for me to come home. And I made the extremely wise decision to just come home without actually finding another job. So I just kind of showed up and figured I'd figure it out. And I knew two things when I came back home. I knew that I wanted to keep working in the nonprofit field. And I knew that if I was going to be a nonprofit, I wanted to be in a position where I was continuing to help kids. And, did the job search, and Cardinal Glennon kept turning up. And I was really blessed to say that after a couple interviews, they brought me on board to do community outreach for the hospital and the foundation, and really haven't looked back. It's an absolute blessing that I get to do what I do every day, and started in 2017 and look forward to hopefully a long future with them helping kids here in St. Louis.
That's great, Ryan. Tell me this, how is Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, to you, in your words, how is Cardinal Glennon different from other hospitals?
That's a great question. On the surface level, one thing that sets us apart is that we'll never turn a family away due to their ability to pay. So we believe every child is deserving of world-class healthcare, regardless of their family's position in life. So, every kid is getting the healthcare they deserve. But beyond that, there is just this incredible feeling and energy inside Cardinal Glennon. We like to call it our Glennon factor. But so many people, when they arrive at our hospital, they talk about how it doesn't feel like a hospital when you first get there. The staff are so warm and caring, and if you talk to them, you'll find out that so many of them have been there, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. They're dedicated to the work that they do. It just speaks to our mission and what we're able to do for kids. Another thing that really sets us apart, we are the only freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the United States, and we're actually one of two in the world. And Van, I'll let you hazard a guess on where the other freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the world is located.
Okay, I give up.
It's in the Vatican. So the only other one is in Rome, and we consider that some pretty elite company for us to share as a hospital.
Okay, I'm gonna guess the Vatican.
And there it is, you got it. But above all, it is that feeling and dedication of everybody who works in the hospital, who supports the hospital, that they are supporting kids no matter where they come from, no matter what their life has been, and giving them the healthcare and the opportunity to be a child. And that, it just, you feel it the moment you step in the doors, and I really believe that's part of what sets us apart.
Well, Cardinal Glennon has a national reputation, does it not?
Yes, it does, yeah. Over the years, we've had a lot of national firsts. Most recently, we've gotten a lot of attention for our STARS program. And that's actually our special needs tracking and awareness response system. And this is all about assisting first responders in our community when dealing with emergencies that feature a child with a complex medical condition. So what we're able to do with this program is provide, you know, those firefighters, police officers, EMTs, with information about kids in their area who have a special need or a complex medical care, so that if they arrive at an emergency, they're able to provide more personalized care to that child. And we're already seeing results where it's just less stress on the caregivers, on the child and children, and it's just helping provide a better service to our community. And this is growing nationally. It started here with Cardinal Glennon in St. Louis, but it's catching on around the country as a way to provide a higher level of service with special needs and that might just need a little bit more attention in the case of an emergency. So it's a fantastic program that we've been able to develop.
What a great innovation. That's a fantastic idea, Ryan.
Absolutely. And, you know, we expand beyond just the United States. Our doctors through World Pediatric Project, which is another great nonprofit here in St. Louis, they're able to go overseas and provide their expertise and their services to kids from all over the world. We just had a group of our staff come back from Honduras in February, where they went down and were able to provide their expertise and their care to children in communities that, you know, don't have access to hospitals like we do here in the United States. We continue to, like you said, innovate and find ways that we can provide just that highest level of care to any kid in need.
Speaking this morning with Ryan Jennings, Community Outreach Coordinator for Cardinal Glennon Children's Foundation. Ryan, do patients come from all over the world to Cardinal Glennon?
Oh, absolutely. You know, not just here in the St. Louis and in Illinois areas, but again, World Pediatric Project helps bring kids to us who may have a need that can only be handled inside a hospital like ours. So we have a number of patients who do come from all over the world to receive care right here in St. Louis.
Ryan, why should someone decide to donate to Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital? Give STL Day coming up May 1st. A lot of not-for-profits are eligible to be donated to that day. Why should someone decide to donate to Cardinal Glennon?
Well, when it comes to Give STL Day and Cardinal Glennon, there is something about the spirit of Give STL Day and the history of Glennon that really meld together. Our hospital was built by people in our community doing a brick-by-brick campaign to literally build this hospital. So we have always been closely intertwined with that spirit of giving here in St. Louis, and we love Give STL Day because it highlights how great of a community we have in St. Louis, how dedicated everyone here is to giving back and giving whatever they can to make our community better. So for us, we just love being a part of it because it does really tie into who we are. And I think people who are looking for something to give, we know that there are a tremendous number of fantastic nonprofits in this area that do incredible work in a variety of categories. And we appreciate every single member of our community who takes the time to give to any of them. But if you're someone who is looking to make a difference in the lives of the kids in our community and ensure that they continue to have access to the health care they deserve so that they can still be kids and go out and have the childhood that we feel every child deserves, then Cardinal Glennon would be happy to be the recipient of your gift. And truly, there's no gift, big or small, that won't have an impact. We talk about, you know, we were able to provide $7 million in charity care last year to families and help pay for their medical treatments. But the small gifts have an incredible power, too. Things like gas cards for families, just so that mom or dad or whoever can come and go from the hospital and go check on family or go to work so that they can still have a job. Those small gifts add up to allow us to provide those little things that help make a stay in the hospital a more manageable experience for our family.
Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital is a level 1 pediatric trauma center and level 4 neonatal intensive care unit, both the highest possible classifications, and yet Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital provides care regardless of a family's ability to pay, like Ryan pointed out. Now, in my book, that's a mission worth supporting. You can donate on May 1st, Give STL Day. Go to givestlday.org. You know, when Thomas was diagnosed with leukemia, he was just 3, and he spent 30 days at Cardinal Glennon with his mom, Carol Ann. And when little kids are hospitalized, they can't be left alone, so a parent has to stay in the room too. Carol Ann has told me that when she was, you know, more or less living at Cardinal Glennon, she saw the incredible care and love given by the staff at all hours of the day. Now, today, Thomas gets his chemotherapy on an outpatient basis. Carol Ann takes him to the Costas Center, where they make the experience as painless as possible. And one of the ways they do that is their toy closet. Every time a child with cancer goes there for treatment, they get to pick out a toy, a nice toy. The toy closet is just one of the ways your donation is put to good use. Ryan Jennings, thank you again for joining me this morning. I imagine you do a lot of public speaking, community groups, fraternal organizations. Is that right?
It is. It's increasing as time goes by, as I settle in to this community outreach role. But, you know, when I look back on my history of my career, I spent a lot of time standing in front of kids and trying to get them to do what needed to be done while working at camp. So it's a skill that I've developed over years and hope to continue to use to share the mission of Cardinal Glennon and help people discover the best way for them to engage with us and to give back. I think above all, every person in St. Louis, whether it's Give STL Day or something else that strikes a chord with them, we all have the capacity to give to our community here in St. Louis. And the best part of what I get to do is that I get to work with those people who aren't sure where that best avenue is and help them find that way, whether it's through volunteerism with us, giving toy donations so that those toy closets that you spoke about are never empty for kids, giving gifts of, you know, small amounts to large amounts or connecting businesses with us. There's so many ways for people to get involved that I don't want anybody to ever feel like they don't have the capacity to make a difference here in St. Louis.
Ryan, how can someone with a group or organization that's interested in having you come speak, how can they contact you?
They can reach me through our website. That's glennon.org. That's our foundation website. You'll find me under the About Us tab, but you'll also be able to find information about all of the incredible programs that we do here at Cardinal Glennon. We actually just kicked off Homers for Health for another year. We had game ball relay last week with the home opener. I believe it was Thomas a couple years ago to place the opening day game ball on the mound. What a special experience for him.
Oh, that was so much fun.
It warms your heart every year. We had Luke, our new patient co-chair this year, got to do it. And if you do attend a game, we have a great big home run counter out in left field. And so anytime the Cardinals hit a home run at that game, we're going to move the numbers over. So keep an eye out for that as that number climbs higher and higher. And just, you know, whether you make a pledge or you make a one-time gift or you're just watching and cheering on our favorite baseball team, every time that number moves up by one, that's more impact for the kids of St. Louis. So makes a home run even more special for us here in St. Louis.
Homers for Health, a great way to support Cardinal Glennon. Well, like I said, you can donate on May 1st. Go to givestlday.org. Thank you so much, Ryan Jennings, Community Outreach Coordinator for Cardinal Glennon Children's Foundation, for joining me today on the Metro Show.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, man.